the Saturday Light Brigade. And now it's our pleasure to welcome some very talented cellists. And there are four of them playing that are students. They're under the direction this morning of instructor Ryan Ash. They are Colin and Celia Helbling, Elliot Drake, and Clark now. And it's our pleasure to welcome young cellists from the Center for Young Musicians. It's nice to welcome everybody. We're going to talk with each of the kids in a moment or two, but Ryan is here with us, and Ryan, we're going to make sure your mic is on and working, and we'll then have you tell us a little bit about the program for today. I think we're all set.
All right. Well, I just wanted to say that the first piece we played is called French Folk Song, and its purpose is to play a piece that has a very, very long and sustained sound, and it's very beautiful. It's very relaxing. We've picked some of our favorites today, and each one has a certain special purpose. And I kind of want to tell you a little bit about each one before we do it. The next piece we're going to play is some of the Twinkle Variations, and these pieces are all about short sounds. It's kind of the opposite of French folk song. And I kind of told the kids, I said, you know, on the radio, nobody can hear. Well, everyone can hear. Golly, nobody can see the bows or anything. So we're going to try our best to make exactly the same sound as everybody else. And yeah, okie doke.
Interesting. Yeah, instead of seeing the bows all in unison, you have to hear everybody in unison. And it's interesting. First, we had long notes. Now we're going to have short notes with Twinkle Variations and the Center for Young Musicians. Nice. By the way, if you are interested in sending along a personal message to one of our musicians playing, you can write to us by going to slbradio.org and entering a note in the instant input section. I'll make sure that I share it on the radio if you do that now as the kids are playing. Now back to Ryan Ash, and tell us about the next song.
The next song we're going to play is called Allegro, and it combines long sounds and short sounds. It starts with short sounds, then it goes to long sounds, and then it goes back to short sounds again. Thank you.
was very nicely done as well. And Ryan, I know this is your first time here, and I'm so glad that you're able to be here. How long have you played cello?
You know, I've lost track. I can't remember. If I really think, I want to say 14 or 15 years, about that long.
Wow.
I started playing the piano.
I see.
I think when I was about 5 years old, and then I changed to the cello when I was nine.
What's it like to teach cello?
Oh, boy. Well, a lot of it is, well, it's actually a really wonderful experience because I learn a lot from the kids. I learn a lot from what they find interesting and what really gets them, you know, I'm sure everybody knows the kind of sparkle that you see in their eyes when they can get something really well or just something is really fun. And the music is just so beautiful. Well,
it
sure.
must be nice to make that happen. Speaking of sparkle, I have a few special. Speaking of sparkle, we have special messages. Elliot, where's Elliot? Elliot, I think you know somebody named Grandma Jeannie. Grandma Jeannie has written to say, I wanted to tell Elliot, my grandson, what a beautiful job he has done. And I am enjoying hearing all of the cello players. I've been listening to Elliot play every weekend this summer. So isn't that nice that she wrote? And here is a message for Colin and Celia that says, great job, Colin and Celia. I love you. Love. Do you know somebody named Jill? That would be your mommy, Jill. So very nice. And we know that Clark's whole family is here today, too, supporting him. Ryan, what is the next selection?
We'd like to play the very, very last piece in Book 1. It's called Minuet Number 2. It's quite long and it's very challenging, but we've got some students who have risen to it and can really do this piece. So let's take it away.
Really, really really something. It sounded very much like something a symphony would play or a quartet would play, and you are a quartet. I have another email to share with you if you'd like to send along comments to any of our kids that are playing to encourage them. You can go to slbradio.org and use the instant input section. You're listening to our Youth Expression Showcase. And Avon, I believe it's Massachusetts, Avon, Massachusetts has Marie Hegarty there. And she, I think, is a grandma. And I think she's your grandma, Clark. And she and Grandpa are listening. And they want to know if you have your Lucky Angry Birds socks on today. Yes? Okay. Clark's nodding. And I think one of his sisters is auditing. Thumbs up. Two thumbs up. Lucky Angry Birds socks are on and in place. Thank you for writing, Marie. And what is – do you have one or two more? I'm trying to remember. Down to one more, and then we'll talk to each of you on the microphones after your cellos are put aside. And Ryan, you sound great today. You've really done such a good job with everybody here.
Well, the kids have done a lot of hard work, and you know they've grown up with these pieces, and they love playing them. So, our next piece is "Go Tell Aunt Rhody." And you kind of have to watch out in this one because it's loud the whole way through except for one echo section. Mm. And we're going to try and all be quiet. And if I can remember where it is, then I think it, yes, well, anyway.
And one of these days, I'm going to get the old gray goose and the old gray mare together for a little old gray club. Let's meet everybody that we have here. And why don't we start with you? What's your name? Oh, hang on. Let me get the right microphone on. Can you say that again?
Celia.
That's better. How old are you, Celia?
Six.
And can you tell me what you like about playing the cello? What is it that appeals to you? What do you like?
I like about, like, how you, the bows, how it's like all graceful most of the songs, and it has pretty sounds.
Yes, it is really graceful. I never thought about that. What else do you like to do?
That's pretty much it.
Cello, a lot. Do you like to do anything outside?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I like to play with my dog outside and...
What's your dog's name?
Jasper.
Oh, that's a good name for a dog. And what grade are you going into in the
fall?
First. Well, it's so nice to hear you play. You sounded great. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening? Somebody out there in radio land? Okay. Well, that was Celia. Now, Celia has a brother who's here. His name is Colin, and that's you, right? Hi, Colin. How old are you?
8 and a half.
And how long have you played cello?
4 years.
And what do you like about it?
I like the different bowings, like, and I like the circle bows and like the, yeah, I like that stuff.
I never thought about that. You like the movement too, just like your sister does, how majestic it can be. What do you like to do in addition to cello playing?
Well, I like to play soccer and baseball.
Excellent. Are you following the Pirates? It's a pretty exciting year. It's a great year to follow the Pirates. Would you like to say hello to anybody? We said hello to Jasper, but, you know, you never know.
I have my, I have a grandma who I want to say hello to.
Sure.
And I call her Bubby.
Uh-huh. Hi, Bubby. And how about, do you know anybody named Oliver Dabu?
Yeah.
Well, Oliver just wrote and said, great job, Colin and Celia. Who's Oliver?
He is one of my friends. He goes to, I go to a school and he goes to, there's like two different ones. There's a North Campus and the City Campus, and he goes to the City Campus.
That sounds to me like it's not Winchester Thurston.
It's Winchester Thurston.
All right, I got it. What grade are you going into?
Third.
We may come out, we work with kids in fifth grade at Winchester Thurston. Do you know about the Brilliant Bookworms? Jennifer Carr, the librarian, Mrs. Carr, works with them. Are you at the City Campus?
No.
Oh, that's why you don't, though. She's at the City Campus here at the North Campus. Would you like to say hi to anybody else? You mentioned Bobby.
I call him Uncle Rob, and he's in Philadelphia.
Great. Excellent. What's that, Celia?
He lives in Maryland.
In Maryland?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hi. Is that right, Celia? Well, he lives in the Northeast United States. God bless you. Let's say hello to Clark. Hello, Clark. How are you?
Good.
And we talked to you a little bit earlier. What do you like about playing the cello?
It's just that sometimes you have to move. It's like the movement.
You like moving around, too. Yeah. That's interesting. So the cello is a good musical instrument if you like to move as you play because there's so much territory to cover. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
No.
No? Okay. What do you like to do when you're not playing cello?
Just sit around.
Just sit around, kind of? Do you play anything outside? Any games you like to play outside? Or do you like to sit around outside sometimes?
My favorite game to play outside is baseball, but I don't really play that because we really don't have any time.
It takes a long time to play baseball sometimes, but maybe just catching and throwing can be kind of fun too. Let's meet our last person who's here today who we haven't talked to, and that's Elliot Drake. And Elliot, we're going to have you use that microphone. Can you tell me about yourself? How old are you?
6.
And where are you going to be going to school in the fall?
First grade.
And what's the name of your school?
Ross Elementary.
Ross Elementary. Well, how nice to have you here today. And what do you like about playing cello? It's been fun to hear everybody's answer to that. Is there something you like about it? Well, that's okay. Do you want to say hi to anybody who might be listening or who brought you here today?
My parents.
Well, great. And what do you like to do for fun when you have time to really have fun?
I like to play my DS.
Ah, and do you have a favorite game?
Cave Story.
What's it called? Cave Story? Excellent. And I meant to ask... I wanted to ask if I could learn a little bit from Clark about the lucky angry bird socks. Do those really work?
They're just socks. Right. They're just socks. They used to fit me really well, but now I'm struggling on them.
Because you've grown. But are they lucky? Do they make good things happen sometimes?
No, but I have a lucky bear.
Ah, okay. And Celia, did you have something else you wanted to say? No? Anybody else have anything they wanted to say? We're going to go back to Celia's brother, Colin. What's that, Colin?
I have somebody else I want to say hello to.
Please.
My uncle Damien and Aunt Tara, They live in Switzerland.
Oh, let's hope they're listening, if not now, online when this is posted later. I want to thank each of you for coming. You sounded great. And Ryan, congratulations. I know they did the work, but I know you helped in their leadership and development. You can learn more about the Center for Young Musicians at youngmusicians.org or 724-935-0505. Anything else you'd like to mention?
Just that it was an absolute pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much, and I hope we'll see you all again soon here at the Saturday Light Brigade.